Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on Monday, December 16th. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com at 7:06 in the morning. And what's the weather look like today?
A good morning. Morning frost today on the 16th of December. Do you like a little bloop in my voice? So happy to be here, like Carl said, 7:06 in the morning. It's been a fabulous week and weekend, and we'd like to hear all about what's going on with you. It's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have 71 today. Again, morning frost, partly cloudy tonight. Haven't the sky's been absolutely gorgeous. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 43. It looks like our week ahead of us are 67, 63. Looks like there's no really mayhem in the weather pattern ahead of us. And, of course, the weather is brought to you by our friends and our warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793 for your services during these winter months.
Okay, let's go to our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are on the upside this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 167 points at 15,920, while the NASDAQ's up 37 at 4,038, and the S&P 500's up 15 at 1,790. Oil's up 67 cents at $97.27 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.85%. Gold's up 90 cents at $1,235, while silver's up 6 pennies at $19.76 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up $3.17 at $98.47, GE's up 17 cents at $27 even, while 3M is up $1.58 at $128.02. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561, because they know what's happening down on Wall Street. They see the changes. They know from minute to minute what's happening there. If you have any questions about your investments or what's happening, or maybe that big stock that's getting ready to pop, give them a call, 243-7561. A lot of things.
Yeah, don't you love what happens on Monday in the headlines? First of all, of course, you know, anybody who has Dish can't get Channel 7 still and hear the morning or watch the morning news for any Dish. I don't know how long that's going to go on. I'm sure that's really irritated a lot of people. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's probably irritated, but that's not the first time. This has been happening in a variety of markets where different groups are raising prices or saying, hey, we're not getting paid enough for the amount of programming and all this. But big news. We've got a lot of big news. But you know what? Really local big news. Our Enterprise Hornets.
Yeehaw.
Won their conference playoff games, and they're heading for the championship. And they beat, Manteca.
Jets. Manteca.
Manteca, I'm sorry.
And Manteca Pumpkin Fair.
Manteca Pumpkin Fair. Well, Enterprise, and of course Enterprise's team this year is just spectacular, but they had all the other teams, all the other schools were there wearing their colors, but they were cheering for Enterprise, which, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if our country could do that. Our politicians could do that. Hey, here's a good idea. Let's all get behind it. Let's do this. Let's make it. Let's become a winner. A winner here. Hey, our shouts and our appreciation and our best wishes go out to our Enterprise Hornets here. They're going to be playing next Saturday in, Carson for the state championship, it looks like. Chaminade of West Hills.
Hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You know, speaking of great young men and women, I had an opportunity to meet a number of them this weekend. I want to talk about it. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey, CCW holders. This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're a graduate of our basic CCW course, then you're qualified to attend our CCW 2 course. This course is limited to 10 students and is only provided once a quarter. Want to learn how to shoot safely in all directions, assess friendly from threat targets, protect your home using a shotgun, and practice live fire scenario drills? Then this class is for you. Join Carl Bott and I for this class on 15 December from 8 to 5 p.m. Contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Bastiani Arms has 2 full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What was that? Just another something Monday?
Billy Joel.
It was Billy Joel, you may be right.
Friday night had a party. Isn't that it?
I thought it was some monkeys.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, sounds
How
like
would
a,
that be the
It could have been Hey Hey with the Monkeys
okay.
there.
No, listen. You know, it was a Pleasant Valley Sunday. You listen to Pleasant Valley Sunday. Pull it up and listen to that, and I tell you what, it's close.
Mickey Dolenz.
And all those guys. Anyway, hey,
Speaking
welcome back.
Speaking of weird, let's talk about weird.
38 degrees. It's supposed to get up to 71. How can it be 38 degrees and get up to 71 today?
I like these really cold mornings.
I don't know how to dress. I wear. I'm starting to wear socks now. Okay, maybe not. But, you know, so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to wear a woolen shirt and all this, but it's going to be 71, so I end up wearing a lighter shirt.
Layer, my dear.
With a heavier jacket.
We learn that as we get older. Layer.
7:15 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. And
even the best laid plans. Okay. Even the best laid plans. Here we have the heads of state, more heads of state anywhere gathered together, you know, in one place in the world. For I don't know whenever, for Mandela's, what do you want to call it? His not a memorial, but
celebration of life.
Of life.
Yes, yes, that's the current term.
So you know, there's a guy named I guess it's Janji, who is become, you know, what do you want to call it? He's been texted around the world. He's been YouTubed around the world. Who is this guy who was the sign language expert, signer, that signer was there that could be? Okay, now here's headlines. A relative and three friends of the bogus sign language interpreter at the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service says he was among a group of people who accosted two men found with stolen television and burned them to death in 2003. He never stood trial because authorities said he was mentally unfit.
Okay, now this is even getting better. So you've got some guy who is mentally unfit who set some guy on fire up there next to every dignitary in the world, and he's up there giving some really strange sign language. Did anybody notice this? First of all, how did he get selected?
Okay, well, I don't know, but it says the men, including one of Jant G's cousins, insisted on anonymity because of sensitivity surrounding the bogus signing. The bogus signing. Can you just, there's words that just stick out. Bogus signing. The president of the United States, okay, all of the other heads of, signing.
I now understand the wings flapping and the pushing for the,
How did he get there?
Well, you know what Jimmy Fallon did?
That's a documentary.
He brought a person who can sign in. And this person, he's trying to interpret. He goes, he's making no sense. Well, this word and all that. But you know, we know a professional signer. And we ought to give her a call.
Absolutely.
And see what she says, you know, this week sometime. Just say, ask her if she's seen it and what she thinks of this. In fact, this is what she does. She travels all around.
That's so exciting.
An interpreter, translator, and she's a signer. So we'll do that.
Now, on a positive note.
Well, let's go back to this one again just for a second.
Okay.
Here's the president of the United States standing next to this bogus signer who sets people on fire, right?
And not only that, gruesomely so, we put tires around their necks and then set them on fire. So let's get one further.
Oh, okay.
As far as like,
so again, I would just,
atrocity.
You know, here is our Secret Service personnel, our Cracker Jack Secret Service personnel. So this guy could have, I'm sure they must have gone through, I would hope they would go through some kind of screening where they make sure they have no weapons and all that, but still, there's ways of getting around some of this.
He never went to trial, so there was no record on this guy.
Okay, but it doesn't make any difference. He still gets selected for this thing. And they must do, the Secret Service job is to do, to be around the president and watch all this stuff. So they probably searched him, made sure he had no weapons on him. But can you imagine if he had gotten up on the stage and Obama's in the middle of a speech, the guy turns around and whack.
You mean when they aren't partying and picking up the call girls?
Well, in between those?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which the Secret Service discovered to do.
Yeah, well, the last, the last sentence on this particular article says that he was institutionalized and then returned to his neighborhood in the outskirts of Soweto. And is the embarrassment of the South African government because the guy they had signed, it was on, blasted upon billions of television sets across the country, across the world, was a guy who,
is this a symptomatic of the whole planet right now?
That's a good question.
Well, okay. Anyway, it's so embarrassing.
Our headlines today.
You know what? But we've got good news. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 7:20 in the morning of December the 16th. We've got, 9 more shopping days till Christmas. Is that including Christmas Day? Of course it does. We'll be right back.
I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR. KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by...
Good morning.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get to the patriotic music in a second, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, 38 degrees, head into Espresso Joe's, get that coffee, that chai, the tea, anything that you could possibly want to drink that the baristas can make. Walk next door into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Plenty of presents there, getting ready for Christmas. What can I say? 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get discounts from our friends at Tobacco and Brew. This weekend I had the opportunity to sit on a board with three other veterans. And we had the opportunity to interview 23 candidates for the military academies, coming from all over, Doug LaMoffa's district. He gets to appoint X number. It depends on it depends on each year. But we had 23 coming from, like I said, all over Grass Valley, MacArthur, here in, Reading, Red Bluff. I was thinking Tehama County and all this. Anyway.
So you lived down there for a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What fine young men and women we have. These people were outstanding leaders, not only in academics. I mean, we had several number ones in their class, acing the SAT math scores. But it's much more than just being a member of of the student body and studying. You know, they were captains of their football teams, captains of their volleyball teams, captains of their water polo teams. They were cross country whizzes.
4-H.
They were 4-H. Several of them came from ranches and just were big in 4-H.
Women and men.
Women and men. Drag car racers. Dragsters. the young lady out, of Anderson. Very, very, she was very impressive because just in her overall, her demeanor and everything, but she was just one though of 23
and
that were 20 just
minutes with each one.
20 minutes with each one. They came in, they talked a little bit about themselves. Then we started asking them questions. And I tell you what, you know, with, they comported themselves beautifully. They, you know, their English was good. They were able to talk about themselves, what they did in life. But here's the other thing. It's what they do out in the community that's huge. We had some of them that were making trips down to, I don't know, Guatemala to help build housing for people. They, you know, a lot of them do so much stuff. Well, Good News Rescue Mission, doing a lot of work at the Good News Rescue Mission with the children there. That in, different types of, environments, different types of groups of people. It was just a pleasure. And they're all, they were, I think the oldest one was 20 and the youngest one was, turned 18 2 days ago. He was like 18 going on 40. It was one of those things. You know, and they, he talked about his accomplishments in, computers in IT and computer security. And then when you ask him, well, do you play, do you have, it says here you play baseball. Oh, yes, sir. I play baseball. And so what kind of, you know, so it turns out this, you know, he's, and if you look at, you know, we looked at his record, we just want to see if he'd say it. He's, you know, he's a top rated baseball player, won 12 games this year, 12, he was 12-1 in pitching. And the question was asked, did your coach talk to the coach at Annapolis about this? Well, I don't think he did. Well, you might want to give him a call. Have your coach give that coach a call. But, you know, he was superb anyway. And so we were able to move forward with a number of them. Unfortunately, the competition is just so, so
intense.
It's nice. Intense.
It was nice to see you come back. And, of course, we were, my brother's 60th birthday was this weekend, so we were visiting family in Sacramento. So it was an Oroville trip. And then you're like, what's in Oroville? Well, I was surprised how charming Oroville is and the shops in Oroville and the restaurant. I was, what? So that was great. But anyway, so Carl was there. You were shut in with these, three other, selected by, LaMalfa to do, what do you want to call it? To interview, these students that are doing the academy for how many days? Saturday, all day Saturday and Sunday. We were there till what, 4:30 last night?
Yeah, well, after we had the last interview and this young man drove all the way, you know, from MacArthur to Orville. And he's, you know, he's a ranching kid. He has to because the school is small up there, he had to take advanced placement courses on the internet because they did not have the capabilities of teaching those type classes up there. So he had to do it online, mm-hmm. which is another, see, every one of them did more second in their class. AAU, soccer player, mm-hmm. all these things they did where they went beyond and even then when you get to that point, because there's only so many spots, you know, and that's the hard part is you got so many spots. So you try to do is you try to, you know, you try to put in the very best ones. And when, you know, one of the questions is, will they make the service a career? And none of the four of us would ever presume to believe that somebody's going to make it a career because we've been around it too much to know is that somebody comes in, oh, this is what I really want to do. And after, you know, after they've done, you know, their 4 years at an academy or they, and then they do another 4 or 5 to pay it back, you know, at that point, maybe it's time for them to move on. We know that. And other people you would never think that would stay in for 30 or 40 years, they end up doing it. Anyway, it was America, North State.
Did it inspire?
At least for North State.
It inspired you.
It inspired me, but it should inspire you all too, because we have such fantastic young men and women out there. And these were just, you know, just one small group of them. I mean, they represent thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, that are applying for the academy, but they're also applying. Some, you know, one of them had already gotten letters of admission from Stanford and UC Davis and he really wanted to go to the academy. So, and you think, okay, well, these kids can go anywhere. This isn't like this is just their only choice. No, they with their scores, their academics, their community giving, and just who they are, they can go anywhere. And they've chosen to serve their country, go to the academy. We're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk a little bit about they're going into the military and what Congress is doing to the military.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection? I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was his astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing, actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:32 in the morning. It's still 38, though it's kind of like 27.
Oh. Well, you know, it's really funny because we look at the computer and at the airport, Bob is saying there's always 10 varying degrees because there's pockets that are cooler perhaps by the airport. But we're showing on another indication of weather that is 38 degrees. So we're saying 38, but it's a span there. So we're going to have morning frost with temperatures around 71 this morning, partly cloudy tonight with a 43. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Reading Crown Motors. You know, if you want a new car or even a previously owned car, Reading Crown Motors is a place to go to. It's your friends and neighbors making great deals for you. Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Their service department is outstanding. Their sales department is outstanding. There's really great people at Reading Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them. They're big. Lots of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or give them a call at 223-2177.
A lot of times people buy cars right around this time
of year.
Yeah,
well, this is a good time of the year to buy.
For Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
well, and I think we bought ours.
End of year.
Yes,
yeah, end of year and all that stuff, yeah.
Well, speaking the end of, I'm just going to, it's funny because the last two commercials, you know, we didn't plan them to happen, but they went back to back and they were about relationships and love. And I had something pulled up because Carl is going to be talking a couple of things that you heard in a prior break in just a minute. But I had to just say, please, I you know, peruse the net in the morning and look at different articles to see what's happening, what are the hot topics. But this is one that, you know, and we see this during the holidays. We really start to really see our family and our friends, and we're spending time with them that maybe isn't just out to dinner. So we're watching them interact and, you know, maybe notice some things. Well, here is the topic Carl doesn't even know what I'm going to talk about. Five reasons men leave happy marriages. You can see the room starting to shuffle a little bit because they're like, whoa. Okay, this is really interesting because have you ever been shocked at the news? A couple, you know, is splitting up. The first thing out of your mouth is probably, but they had a perfect marriage or they seem so happy. Well, recently they went out and they found out what was some of the things men were saying by this particular author that wrote this article. The number one thing is, you don't make me laugh anymore. So when they met, they were going out and carefree. Much of their time was spent having fun and daydreaming about the future. Any married person with kids will tell you that the laughs dwindle and the adult responsibilities kick in. So remember that. Women and men, think about what you can do that's fun. And I think we laugh. I mean, of course, we always take it personally, and we will laugh a lot. Here's the second. We don't want to have sex enough. We don't have sex enough, or the sex is too routine. All right? So that's why they're talking about romantic getaways or kickstart the romance again, and these are things to be thinking of. These are why five reasons men leave what we think the happy marriage is. The third one, which I think is extremely important, we see this a lot, you don't put me first anymore. That's heavy.
No, you see that. You see a lot of people, you know, it goes into grandkids and stuff like that.
And kids. The fourth one, which is, that's a toughie, I've lost respect for you. And that could be, with the stuff that he may be, like maybe she was a go-getter and he fell for her because she was so, and her self-esteem is gone. And maybe they talk about baby weight here and, career and 50, you know, she's changed so much. He's changed much and she has too. So that's another. But the fifth one, we see this, you're always on my back. Men do not like to be nagged. It's very unsexy. So, that is why the five reasons this morning, I thought it was very interesting to take food for thought. If you're listening and you're thinking about, gee, maybe I have been nagging and maybe I need to, you know, go just do those little things. You know, we just recently got this little note that, Wind River, you can go do this quick little night over at Wind River if you wanted to do something fun like that, or there's all kinds of wonderful places around. Now, it's your turn.
Do you have that? We have a free room at Wind River.
Yeah. Well, we're going to use it too.
It has to be you, and we're...
we're going to use it. Five reasons. Anyway, go on. Wait, you were going to talk about some things.
First of all, I'm going to...
Does that shock you?
Yeah, I mean, I've just, you know, it was a, you just, you know, continue going on. Yeah, go on.
Well, we have, we were going to talk about that. And Bob, going along with this conversation, did you, any of those things hit home with you?
I've seen it, I've talked to friends about it and seen similar things go on. Yeah. And I guess communication, I've told people before that, I've been asked for advice on by somebody. And I said, well, the secret to success is find a smart woman, find out what makes her laugh as long as she's not pointing.
As long as she's not pointing. I like that. Hey, for people.
Oh, so that was a giveaway.
That was a giveaway.
Oh, well, I was like, I'm not giving up that gift certificate. Okay, I'm going to go get it. I'll be right back.
We're having a giveaway here. And, okay, the first person that calls gets a free night at the new Wind River Hotel. And it's got to be used by the 18th. The room's free, but you got to pay the taxes and those kind of things. But the first person that calls, 605-4567, gets this room.
But it's for that specific area.
It's
got to
be used by the 18th.
And today, tomorrow, yeah.
Yep. And today is the 16th. So it's got to be used in the next 2 days. Got to be used by the 18th. So if you are, if you're interested in that, give us a call. Oh, we have a winner. Okay. Oh, we only have one. And that, the first person is called. Who? Okay. And we're going to take a quick break. And while we do, Bob's going to get your name. So we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends down there. Did you know that not only are they committed to their company mission of keeping you warm during this cold winter, that they have become the train comfort care specialist? I can't tell you enough about that. Martin Graff, second generation heating and cooling contractor, over 25 years of experience, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first, quality you can count on. Give them a call. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. You know, one of the things I was talking about before the last was the budget. You know, the budget was passed on a bipartisan vote, a large bipartisan vote. And you get here is that, why the vote? And I talked to Doug Lamoff a little bit. He'll be on later on this week to talk about it. But they were talking about bringing order back into the budgeting process. No continuing resolutions. A real budget. It would call off the sequestration. It means that there'd be a lot more money that would go back into the Department of Defense instead of another $150 billion being cut out, which is going to have huge impact. Now, there is one thing, though, is that veterans who have retired are going to lose, starting in 2016, will lose 1% of their COLA, as cost of living allowance, if you're under the age of 62. Now, there's no grandfathering this. It just starts in 2016. My concern is this. is, you know, I saw what Ryan said. Ryan said, well, you know, they're in that age where they're, you know, they're peak earning and all this. Well, you know, not necessarily. But the bottom line on this is I understand why the vote was taken. I understand this is 2000, it starts in 2016, and they could add that back in. But I also understand is that these men and women who have given 20 to 30 years of their lives said, okay, this is the rules that we play under. I know if I'm going to retire at this, this is how much money I make. There's going to be a cost of living increase. Well, if there's a 1.6 or a 1.7 cost of living increase, they won't get that. They'll get a 0.6. And is that a lot of money? Well, it adds up over the years, and they can talk about it. But here's the bottom line on this is it's a broken promise again. It's something else is that, hey, we've said you're going to get this. Now we're going back and taking that away from you. They can't do that to unions. They can't go back to a union and say, hey, look, we gave you this, and now we're going to take it away. I think that, you know, it went into loss. They can't do that. But yet they're doing that to your veterans. Now, is it a large percentage? Is it something that can't be made up? Is it something that could be fixed? All of that is yes. However, what you have is a broke, is they're taking this budget and they need to find money. So they're using the veterans. And, when I was talked to somebody about this, you haven't touched TRICARE, which is a lie. Of course they've touched TRICARE. TRICARE is getting more expensive. You're paying more. More for meds, more for copays and all this. I mean, so don't say that hasn't been touched. And then as you reach into others, but my concern is not. First of all, I applaud the fact that we got a budget that's finally something besides a continuing resolution. If the Senate passes it, the Senate's upset though. You know, Graham and Graham shows up when he must be time for election, and says that they don't like this part about how 1% has been taken away from the veterans who have retired already. This isn't the ones that are signing up. They come under a different group. This isn't the ones that are still on active duty with 10 years left to do or 5 years left to do. These are ones that have been retired for 8 years. And when this COLA comes out, well, you're not going to get it. We got to balance that budget on you guys, you men and women. And I don't know, 1% doesn't seem like a lot, but it adds up. But the point is that if it's 1% now, what if it's just, okay, you know what? I know we said this. I know we said that, you know, there's going to be schools on the bases. I know we said there's going to be commissaries there to help make up for the fact you don't make as much money as your counterparts out there while you're defending your country, while you're going into bad, terrible places when people are trying to kill you, that you're leaving your families during Christmas, their birthdays for years at a time that these other people don't ever do. Yeah, we'll just take that commissary away from you too. Yeah, you know, it's not that big a thing. And what you're doing is setting up the military to fail in the future by breaking your promises. And this is the problem. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number. Good morning. 38 degrees out there, unless you're in some place where it's 27. Gosh, see, 752. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, our friends down there, John Bastiani, down at Bastiani Arms, has got something. He told me they're getting ammunition in. They're getting ammunition in. Lots of ammunition. Head on down to Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. He's closed today, but he'll be open tomorrow. But this is a good place to go pick up that extra stuff for, you know, for Christmas. Ammunition for Christmas. Can you believe that? Read an article yesterday in the National Rifle Association talking about why there's a shortage of ammunition. Why is there a shortage of ammunition? You know, it's not the fact that the government's buying up tons of it because they talk to the makers of them themselves. And in fact, the government's buying less than it did a couple years ago. The bottom line is this, is that more people are buying guns. The number of women that are buying guns now has risen to 48%. 48.6% more women are buying weapons. And then when you have 100 million gun owners and more and rising every day, then they buy ammunition. And a lot of the weapons are semi-automatic. So not automatic because that's illegal, but semi-automatic weapons. So they have a tendency to shoot more. So when you go down there trying to find, why can't I find my 22 long rifle ammunition? Why can't I find the, 380 or 38 and things like this? I mean, it is. It's just people. I mean, and what happens is it's just like any other shortage. You go into a place, you hear there's going to be toilet paper. They're going to have a shortage of toilet paper. What do? You buy the toilet paper. And then what happens? Well, they're right. There's a shortage of it because I've got, you know, 250 rolls in my closet because there's going to be a shortage on toilet paper that I just caused. So, people that in the news, talking about people that are, have passed
We've
away.
We've had three. They've come in threes.
Yeah. These are kind of a big three here though, aren't they? Peter O'Toole. I know that we have. Lawrence of Arabia.
We love Lawrence of Arabia. I watch that day in and day out.
And Joan Fontaine, 96 years old, Oscar winner, for Suspicion. Peter O'Toole was 81 years old. You know, does it seem like Peter O'Toole has been around forever?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't it seem like,
it's like the Colosseums.
It seems like, I mean, and he has done movies. He's done comedies. He's done so many. Did you know that he never won an Academy Award for his acting? They gave him one for, you know, how they give the honorary lifetime achievement, but he never won one for his acting, which is strange because, I mean, which is interesting when you look at all the super movies he's been in, Beckett and all these, you know, Lion and Winner, you know, of course, Lawrence of Arabia.
My personal favorite with O'Toole was The Stuntman, where he just plays this deranged director.
And he was in another one where he played a movie star who had signed up for a live TV show. and the young man that was supposed to get him there and keep him sober. And it, as it turned, you know, he has never been on live TV, and he went up and he, when they told him it was going to be live TV in front of millions of people, this is back in the 50s. You know, this was set back in the 50s. He freezes, he drinks, but as it turns out, it was a great movie, and he was outstanding. You know, I mean, he did his part there. But.
He was 81.
81. Peter O'Toole has passed away. Okay, one other passed away. You know, we talk about it comes in threes. Tom Laughlin. Billy Jack.
Oh my gosh.
Billy Jack has passed away. He was, okay, guess how old Tom Laughlin is.
He was pretty young when he made the Billy Jack movie.
So figure out how old do you think Tom Laughlin was?
I think he was about 75, give or take.
82 years
really?
Old. You know, and here's, I was reading a couple of comments, and you know, talk about getting, now you're starting to feel like you're getting up there. Here's the guy that did Billy Jack. He started out with The Born Losers, which was the first movie. It was a biker gang thing and all this. But then he did the Billy Jack, you know, and he, where he played Billy Jack for the first time. Then he did the Billy Jack series where, Billy Jack and Billy Jack goes to Washington and Billy Jack, you know, saves the world and all these, which were, you know, it was the hippies back then. It was how bad the government was and cattle, you know, ranchers were bad and hippies were good and all this. But that was back in those days, you know, when they were made. But Tom Laughlin, the first time I ever saw him in a movie, guess which one? South Pacific.
Really?
The movie. He played the pilot on the plane that was bringing Joe Cable into the island. Where, you know, where all this stuff was, what took place. But Tom Laughlin played a lot of those characters back then. And then we did the Billy, and then he fought like hell to get the Billy Jack series. And so he would own that. And he, and like I said, he had a wasting away disease.
Let's talk about Joan Fontaine.
Okay.
She was Academy Award winner, and, she played, the Naive Wives in Alfred Hitchcock's Suspicion and Rebecca. She was also featured in films by Billy Wilder, Fritz Lang, and Nicholas Ray. She was 96. She passed away on Sunday. Her sister, was the sister, of course, many of you know this, Oscar winner Olivia de Havilland.
That was her sister?
Yep. That's right.
I didn't know that. I thought she was related to some other people.
In her later years, she lived quietly in her Villa Fontana estate about 5 miles south of Carmel. Of course, enjoying the spectacular views of windswept Point Lobos. We know her features. She was a melodramatic actress. She was a prototype for the Uneasy Blondes, played by Kim Novak in Vertigo and Tippi Hedren in The Birds and Marnie. The director would later say, he was most impressed by Fontaine's restraint. She would credit George Cukor, who directed her in The Women, for urging her to think and feel the rest will take care of itself. She appeared more than in 30 movies, including the early roles in The Women and Gunga Din. I love the movie, The Women. The title part.
I love Gunga Din.
She was in the title part of Jane Eyre and in Max Orfiss's historical drama, Letter from an Unknown Woman. She was also in films directed by Wilder, The Emperor's Waltz, Lang Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, and Wised Up and Dangerous in Ray's Born to be Bad. She starred on Broadway in 1954 in Tea and Sympathy, and in 1980 received an Emmy nomination for her cameo on the daytime soap Ryan's Hope. She says, you know, I had a hell of a life, not just for acting part. I've flown in an international balloon race. I piloted my own plane. I've ridden to the hounds, and I've done a lot of exciting things. I've ridden to the hounds. What does that mean?
Well, I think that she's, well, I think it could mean a couple of things. One is, you know, of course you could take it literally that she was, you know, yeah, it was a metaphor, but you could take it literally that she was in, you know, into the hunting. But I think that what it means is that she's lived a full life. That she has gone out there. She's risked everything. And that she's happy. She says, hey, look, I've done everything I wanted to do. And you can't ask for more than that. Hey, we're going to take a break for our news and come back with Dr. Dan and Alexandra. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A judge has ordered an Ohio man jailed without bond until a hearing next week on charges he killed a 9-year-old girl whose body was found in a trash bin. 24-year-old Jared Metzger appeared via video for his arraignment. A preliminary hearing was set for December 23rd. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities say a man leaving a northern New Jersey shopping mall after shopping with his wife was shot and later pronounced dead. Essex County Acting Prosecutor Carolyn Murray says there may have been more than one carjacker involved.
We're looking for two suspects. Preliminary information is we're looking for two males. Preliminary information is we're looking for two African-American males who left the scene in that vehicle.
The vehicle is a silver Range Rover with New Jersey license plates. The shooting happened around 9 p.m. yesterday at the mall at Short Hills. Harvard University says four buildings on its campus outside Boston are being evacuated because of unconfirmed reports of explosives. The school tweeted that there have been no reports of any explosions. Both school and city police are investigating, and the university plans to provide more information very soon. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. will not honor the new maritime zone that China has established over the East China Sea.
The zone should not be implemented, and China should refrain from taking similar unilateral actions elsewhere in the region.
Secretary of State John Kerry made the announcement today during a visit to Vietnam. The Food and Drug Administration says there is no evidence that antibacterial chemicals used in liquid soaps and washes help prevent the spread of germs. And the agency says there's actually some evidence that they may pose some health risks. The federal ruling lends due support to longstanding warnings from scientists who say the chemicals can actually interfere with hormone levels. This is SRN News.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says an attempted coup by soldiers loyal to his sacked former deputy has been put down.
Mr. Kiir made his statement surrounded by government ministers. He was wearing military uniform instead of his usual civilian clothes. He imposed an overnight curfew in Juba and said the government was in full control. Political tension has been high in South Sudan since July, when Mr. Kiir sacked his entire cabinet, including Mr. Machar. Earlier this month, Mr. Machar, who has for years been a powerful, if complex, politician, accused the South Sudanese president of being dictatorial.
That's BBC correspondent Mary Harper reporting. The fired chief of staff for Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has been set free from jail to await his trial on charges of possession and attempted distribution of child pornography. Ryan Losgarn was arrested last week. This is SRN News. A new poll suggests Americans aren't expecting stocks to continue to rally in the coming year.
A combination of higher corporate earnings, a slow but steady economic recovery, and stimulus from the Federal Reserve has fueled this year's rally. The S&P 500 has surged by almost 25%. However, an Associated Press GFK poll shows 40% of those surveyed believe the market will stabilize where it is now by the end of 2014. 39% predict the market will drop but not crash.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. More details are emerging about what may be the violent history of the man who's become known for delivering phony sign language interpretations at Nelson Mandela's memorial service last week. Friends and some relatives say that he was among a group of people who burned two men to death after the men were found with a stolen television a decade ago. The sign language interpreter was not tried because he was found mentally unstable. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05 here on December the 16th. Only, what, 9 more shopping days till Christmas? Which means that you can still shop up into, including the day of Christmas, if you're a guy. Women,
I don't even want to hear that.
You know, women, you've already got yours done, haven't you?
No, I just don't even want to hear about that. We, like, count down to Christmas. I mean, actually, today's the first day of your rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. It's 8:05 in the morning, the 16th of December, and that's how I like to look at it. So today, if you're looking at the weather this morning, it's currently 71 degrees. It's going to be 71 degrees. Now, not currently, 38 degrees. And some varying temperatures. Some, if you look on your computer, you'll see some 37 and 27. 27 at the airport. 38. It's interesting how you have the 10 degrees varying temperatures between the airport and here in downtown. We're downtown Reading, of course. And tonight we'll have partly cloudy with temperatures around 43. So it will be 71 degrees today, and the weather is brought to you by our friends and our warm friends. That's Shasta Gas Propane, who sponsors our weather here. Give them a call at 365-3793, locally owned senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, let's go to our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors, and today it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain higher in this second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 125 points at 15,880, while the Nasdaq's up 25 at 4,026, and the S&P 500's up 11 at 1,786. Oil's up 88 cents a barrel at $97.48, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.85%. Gold's up $6.50 this morning at $1,241, while silver's up 18 cents at $19.78 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up 7 cents at $79.04. Cisco Systems is up 16 cents at $20.40, while Microsoft is up 17 pennies at $36.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here. They're keeping their eyes and they're keeping aware of what's happening right on Wall Street. And if you have any questions at all, I mean up to date on what's happening in Wall Street, so give them a call at 243-7561 or just stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive right here. All right, let's go over to our friend Terry. Terry, good morning. What's the latest?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. This is really Elizabeth. My voice changed.
Well, we miss Elizabeth. Elizabeth, in case people didn't hear this last week, is Elizabeth, who is, of course, on...
She silently left.
Yeah, we, the people, is moved to Utah with her husband for a job.
To a beautiful place, too. I'm a bit envious where she went, but it's going to be great for them. It's a new beginning, and... I'm happy for them. Sad to see them go, but happy for them. Anyway, tonight at the Reading Tea Party on 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we are having a potluck. It's going to be wonderful. People are invited to come, and we have a very, very special guest, someone who you know, Carl, very special guest that I'm not at liberty to talk about, but a very important person and a very special guest that you can sit down and eat with and would be someone, Carl, you may want to talk to a little bit. But that's all I can tell because I'm sworn to secrecy.
I have no idea what he's talking about, really.
Well, we have a special secret guest tonight at our potluck.
Okay.
Santa. But anyway, one other quick thing,
Santa.
Too. On the,
Santa? Is it Santa? Okay. Anyway.
Maybe. Depends on what you look at. On the military, by the way, that cut doesn't come into effect until 2016.
That's right. I said
and
that.
And that's 1% over 10 years. No budget lasts 10 years. So there's more, you can probably get more explanation on that from the congressman's office. But actually the way it sort of looks is it's sort of one of those things that go out there and may not come to fruition again.
Well, that
There'll
may be
a new budget but, passed by 2016.
Well, that may be Terry. That's something that we'll discuss at a later time.
No problem. Just want to let you know those two little facts.
Okay. All right, Terry. Thanks a lot. Okay, so it's a surprise tonight.
A surprise tonight. A potluck. It should be a lot of fun. 2570 Bonnie View Road. And that would be
I know there's people
Fellowship
back. I know there's people back in town and all that from various places. So, okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Have a great day, okay, guys?
You
thanks,
bet.
Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Hey, you know what? One of the greatest gifts you can give for Christmas is the gift of
sleep.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
When you don't get enough rest, you just don't, you know, you just can't participate with everything that's going on. And with our Sleep Number bed, and my number, of course, is 35.
Mine's 45, and it was great to get back into my Sleep Number bed last night after being on the road and staying in it. You know, not to say that it's not nice to visit friends and family and stay in their guest bedroom, but it was so nice for me. So actually said out loud, looking forward to getting home to our Sleep Number bed.
And we did. And not only do we have our Sleep Number bed with the dual air technology, but we also have a new AirFit pillow. And that's an adjustable pillow, and it adjusts to what you want to sleep, whether it's a firm pillow or one that's flatter or softer. And we each have our own settings on that, too. But it's not something that you can go, oh, this is a 30 or 40. This is once you just adjust yourself, the AirFit pillow. And now, at the Sleep Number store, you can get a special 30% savings. And with their Love It or Exchange It program, you can't go wrong. 8 million people on Sleep Number. And made in America, guaranteed. I can't say enough about them, except that where are they located? They're in the Target Shopping Center. Head on the Target Shopping Center. They're over there by the vitamin shop over there. But the professionals at Sleep Number will give you or show you why the Sleep Number bed is so comfortable and how you can get so much rest.
We love it.
We do. Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and check it out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Dan and Alexandra are here.
The Russos!
And we're going to talk about, you know, healthy living and do you have to eat everything during the holidays?
Shiny
or
faces.
Can you be healthy and still have a great time? We'll be right back after these messages.
Some people play.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store, Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
8:15 in the morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 39 degrees in the downtown studios. It's the 16th of December, and we're really excited. I think this is a beautiful segue with our sponsor leading into our next guest. This portion of the show will be brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, their in-store deli, and their largest selection of natural foods and supplements, the North Strait State's Nutrition Experts. That's Orchard Nutrition. They're located on Locust Street. Or give them a call at 244-9141 for any special needs or orders. That's 244-9141. Get your vitamin D. our guests today, we're so excited to have them, and you'll hear them here on Saturdays on KCNR, and that is the Russos. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Dr. Dan and Alex.
Yeah. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're happy that you're with us in our family.
Do people call you the Russos? Hey, here comes the Russos. Or they go Dr. Dan and...
Just Alex and Dan.
Alex and Dan. Okay, there
we go. Alex. The common name yet.
Yeah.
We're not so well known. Maybe some places.
Maybe I think you're known in a lot of places here. Hey, you know, y'all have a unusual story. And people should hear about that before they hear about, you know, about what we're going to be talking about in health and during this time of the year and eating correctly. So let's start with Alex. Alex?
Dan and I met in New Jersey. We're both Romanian, but I came to the States when I was really young. my family left Romania as political refugees, and, so I basically grew up in America, so I feel much more American in my thinking, but we visit a lot. And so Dan and I met in New Jersey when he came in his 20s. I never thought I'd marry another Romanian guy, but I did. And it worked out great. We speak Romanian with the kids. So we moved here from New Jersey about 6 years ago to Reading because of Dan's job, right?
You can just
cut in anytime.
Well, and your job, Dr. Dan.
Yes, I work as a hospitalist at Mercy, and I take care of sick pretty much a hospitalist is a doctor. It's a hospital doctor who takes care of patients in the hospital, and then once the patients get better, then they go back to their primary care physician.
Okay.
Now, when you saw him, or you saw her, did you say something in the back of your mind, I'm going to marry a Romanian?
Well, I knew I'm going to marry a Romanian.
I didn't.
One of my goals.
I did not.
Because I have a close friend who is a Native American, a Navajo. And he said one day in a bar... And when we were officers and on, you know, at the officers club, he said, you know, if a Native American woman walked through that door, I'd marry her.
It doesn't matter how she is, just the fact that she's Native American.
Well, you know, well, there was other things, but he was talking about that. And you know what happened?
What?
She walked through the door.
No, that's so funny.
They married. They did.
That's so cool.
It's kind of funny is that he just was talking about it and it happened.
That's
so
funny.
You two
well, what's funny with us is though we were very different. I mean, Dan,
we are very different.
We still are very different. I'm a yoga teacher. Oh, you and Linda. He's next to Linda, giving her a little neck rub here.
It's not working though.
I know.
Well, you guys had our show together.
We have our tense minutes moments every so often.
Poor Bob's in the middle of the crazy. Anyway, so yeah,
I totally
so you guys
understand.
Met. You're totally opposite. You're yoga, and
So I'm a yoga teacher, a massage therapist, and he was all into his whole allopathic view of medicine. Like someone's sick, here, go ahead and like this is a treatment and that's it. And I always thought that disease happens when there's something off on a mental and spiritual psychological level.
Mm-hmm.
I have a background in psychology and I'd like to get back into that at one point again. but we're busy with our four kids now. But anyway, I always thought that, you know, there's something much more to disease. It's not just like, oh, I got the flu and this, you know, it's just some virus going around. I really think that your immune system is susceptible, much more susceptible when you're under stress, when you're under a lot of pressure. So there's a whole psychological connection to health in many ways. And so Dan just, in the last couple of years, has become much more open to that. And that's how our show came about on Saturdays from 1 to 2, is that we look at the whole person, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, environmentally.
Environmentally, that's a big deal. Are you seeing that more so, Dr. Dan?
Well, it's, you know, it's just, for me, I'm just kind of stepping, you know, I learned from, I looked around, I looked at her, and all she does, and I started asking questions, which was, I think, the first thing that I learned from her was asking questions, because, you know, and, you know, it's very simple to just kind of get things as, you know, this is what it is, this is what you need to do, and this is very simple.
It's what we were taught.
Right. And, you know, throughout my life, that's what I did. And then suddenly I said, well, I can ask questions. I can ask myself, why am I doing this? Why is this better than something else? And I've never done that before. And,
well, that's also communist Romania.
No, it's not. It's here too. It's not only communist Romania. It happens here too. We are just boxed. We are just
boxed
into certain things. You know, this is how it is. And you know, sometimes you just go along with it and you say, that's fine, because that's how people do things.
And, it, you know, there's so many wonderful things. We have a tendency, because of, it would be like the mechanic that's in the car. When they tell you a plug or your engine is out, we don't know.
Yeah,
we go, okay. It's very much like a doctor going along with, okay, whatever you say, you are the expert, and I don't know why I have this funky thing or whatever is going on. And so, and in training for, as a doctor, is it not true? I mean, you learn so much about anatomy and physiology and all that stuff, but how much of nutrition and how much of what you can eat or what you take in from elements can really affect your, again, your thought process, like somebody who maybe lives in the city versus somebody who lives in the country, could be on the same diet, and also what you eat, like if you're too much sugar or whatever.
Tell them how much you learned in school about nutrition.
Very little. With the education is very little. And I think that, you know, I think that we have to, you know, going into perspective, I think that, you know, I don't want to, as a physician, I want to say, we know that we feel that we made so much, we advanced so much from where we started. Mm-hmm. You know, we started with discovering penicillin and we moved along, and now we have a lot of machinery, MRIs and CAT scans, and we have a lot more answers. That's what we feel.
And there's a lot of miracles in medicine.
There are. But also I think that, you know, we're getting a little bit too much into, looking at the cells and looking at the mechanism and we're not looking at the person, because a person is not just a bunch of cells. It's not just a bunch of things. It's all these things that work together and they form a person, and we are all different.
So health should be taken in as an overall look at a person and not just, you know, specific symptoms like this.
Right. You know, we're just, you know, giving a pill to somebody is very simple. I'll give you this pill, I'll fix you. But it's really,
life is more than a pill.
Right. Is that really the fix? Is that, are you doing something or you're just covering something? Mm-hmm. So that's where, kind of where I am these days.
Are you treating the whole person, that kind of thing?
I think that would be nice if actually a doctor would be more than just a doctor, just more than just prescribing a pill, and it would be just somebody who would actually look at you as a person, talk to you, understand you, give you some time, be your friend. That would be great. I think that would be the ideal doctor for me as a doctor. Yes. That would be the ideal doctor.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back, but you know,
we're trying to
find the ideal doctor.
Boston County Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Boston County Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Boston County Arms has 2 full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Boston County Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also, a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Boston County Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist, Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Yeah, more Bad Bob. You are so good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning.
Good morning.
8:36 in the morning, and our guests are Dr. Dan and his beautiful wife.
Why, thank you.
Alexandra Russo. And, you know, the Dr. Dan Russo Show, of course, on Saturdays, and life is more than a pill.
Let's talk about stress.
Let me just say one last thing is, your opinion of what, of a doctor is exactly what Linda has said. Over the, you know, since I've known her, that a doctor should be somebody you can sit down and talk with and have time to talk to and be with. But in today, with all the regulations, and I'll say Obamacare, but even before that, they're because of what's happening, you don't really have that time to sit
maybe
down.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Yes. And in 10 minutes, you can get a few prescriptions.
Yes. Yes.
And,
yes.
Maybe a question answered, and yes, that's pretty much, yes, it. But I, you know, I have to say, I have to defend my yes, peers. And I have to say that this is the result of the society. This is what the rules are in place this day. And I tell my patients also, always the doctor that sees you in the office ultimately is a businessman. That man has to stay afloat. He has to conduct a business that ultimately is gonna be producing. I mean, otherwise he can't, you know, if you don't make enough money to support your business, then you're not gonna be able to survive.
It's good people in a bad system.
So because of this, because of how much you get paid, this is what the doctors have to do. They have to get to see more and more patients every day. Mm-hmm. When you see more and more patients every day, that means that you have less and less time with each patient every day. So this is just this is a system fault. This is not a doctor. The doctor would love to spend more time with you. Mm-hmm. The doctor would love to know you more and be there with you and talk to you and be there for you anytime you want. But unfortunately, the doctor, as I said, ultimately is a businessman and he has to conduct his business.
Right. Unless you don't accept insurance. Right.
Right. But that's very rare. The right. Most of the doctors
more and
work
more
for
doctors
insurance.
Are starting to do right. That.
What they call the concierge, kind of a like a boutique doctor that you
well,
can
that's
go
still insurance. That's still through insurance. You still pay some money up front and stuff. But
some
I mean,
some
that's
just
still
don't accept
insurance.
It at all.
Right. But
yeah, you know, we have one in town here that doesn't. That I know of for sure. Yes. That doesn't. And in fact, he was asked, you know, specifically a couple of times. You don't take any insurance? Nope. And your doctor, your former doctor down in Sacramento, Linda.
Yeah, he would be somebody when I would have my annual. I remember being with him for an hour and talk about what's happening in your life and how have you been feeling. And he would go through, there would be so many, you know, you would talk to him as a, he'd be your personal once a year.
Yeah.
And then you'd get your, you'd leave there and you get your, what do you call it? Not a CAT scan, but where they stick little tags on you. What's that called?
AKG.
His nurse would do that. And you feel like you just get this overall like, okay, I'm good. Get your blood work before you
because
go in.
Because that's like anyone. I mean, if you think in general, what do people really want? They want to be heard. And that's part of the healing in itself is just being heard by someone.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Let's go to Kay. Kay, what's on your mind?
Hi, Linda and Carl and Dr. Dan and Alexandra.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Dr. Dan, my thing is, when I'm sick, and if I'm sick enough to have to be in the hospital, I don't want to have a bunch of strangers. And the hospitalists are almost like CIA agents. You know, nobody knows who they are.
That's a good one.
And I was wondering, is it possible at all for once in a while to have, maybe to have the hospitalists do a little seminar or something, or to have a you know, like a reception for the hospitalists or something, so that the public could come up and meet them?
Oh.
Sure, that's a great idea. We've been working on this, and we're trying to get better with it. We understand the situation when you come into the hospital and you expect to see your doctor to come and take care of you, and then suddenly you see somebody else who comes and says, well, I'll be your doctor here. And it's not very rare where I get the, well, where's my doctor? So I have to explain to people exactly what I said before is, your doctor doesn't come to the hospital, and it's not because he doesn't want to take care of you in the hospital. It's because as a businessman, he would much rather be in his office and take care of patients over there. Just as I said, that's just for business reasons.
Well, the way things are now with all the rules and regulations and everything, it's totally changed everything around.
Yeah, Kay, and you know what? I don't think it's going to get any better here, and not in the near future.
No, but the thing of it is to make the best deal of what we have to deal with.
Yep, and that was a good idea about perhaps having it so people can meet the doctors. But hey,
mystery doctors, and then you get nurse practitioners. Sometimes you don't even see the hospitalist.
It's tough.
It is. Hey,
okay, thank you.
Okay, Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, we've got to take a break. We're at the but we'll be right back. Our guest, Dr. Dan, and his beautiful wife, Alexandra Russo. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're like me, finding that perfect gift for my friends and family can be very difficult. Well, as usual, I've got your answer. Why not buy a gift certificate to an NFI Basic CCW, Ladies Only CCW, or CCW Renewal Class? These certificates are available at Sportsman's Warehouse or online at readingccw.com. They're perfect gifts for that gun carry in your life. Want me to send you one in the mail? Call me at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy wishing you a happy holiday season.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It's Monday, December the 16th, 8:33 in the morning, 38 degrees. Unless you're someplace else, there it's 27. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to go to support our community.
Well, our guests this morning are the Russos, and they have a show here on KCNR on Saturdays. And the topic always is about health, questions about health. But, Alexis, I wanted to ask you, Alexandria, so I always give you the
– It's okay. Everybody does that.
Do they? Okay. Because okay, like for instance today, because you guys are really into juicing.
Yeah.
And toxic-free foods. for instance, this morning, give us, when you wake up, you've got four kids.
This morning we had nothing because we were too busy. But, you know, every day is different. I did a 30-day juice fast in August, actually, and I posted about it on my Facebook page. I created about it, Body, Mind, Spirit Detox, if you want to check it out. And Dan has done many juice fasts. He's even done it running marathons. And actually that gives us more energy with four kids and all the things we have to do in our daily lives. I think that people have this wrong idea that you have to eat to have energy, but I think it's the opposite. Sometimes you need to let go of all that weight, all that stuff you're putting in you to just give your digestive system a break. And when you do that, you have way more energy.
Well, this is the big time of the year where people do eat a lot. I mean, Thanksgiving dinners and
yes.
Christmas.
And talk about your Christmas
you
party on Wednesday.
Then you go,
yeah.
parties, go to parties where people eat, you know, all types
eat,
of
and
stuff.
Drink, and I had one too many Santa Swizzles that night. And the next day, I juice fasted because I knew that I went overboard. And I felt so much better. I juice fasted for about a day and a half, and I broke my fast because we had our vegan potluck, which we have every month. And there's so much good food there, and I broke it. But that's just a little way to reboot yourself. You just have water and juice all day. Sometimes you could even have just water because your body doesn't want to eat after overindulging usually.
Well, okay, let's hear about your juice fasting. Let's hear about the process of if you don't go to the farmer's market, where do you get your it's vegetables and
fruits?
Always
organic.
Or it's organic.
And juice more vegetables than fruit because I think it's too much sugar to have all that fruit.
Okay.
I think it's better if you eat your fruit and juice your vegetables. So like one example of a juice we usually have is cucumber and celery for that water, you know, more mm-hmm. water. Any sort of leafy greens, kale, chard, whatever you like.
Parsley,
cilantro.
A little bit of a green apple.
Lemon, yeah. lime, mm-hmm. ginger, and as much, as sweet as you want to make it with more apple or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's great. I love it. I have it all the time. It's good to vary it. I think that it's always good to change them up, not always have the same thing, because then your body just gets too used to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we feel great on it. Dan especially is just, he's hardcore. I'm telling you, he goes and he does these fasts 3 times a year, usually before different holidays. Like right now for Christmas, he's been on all raw foods.
That's what I want to tell Carl, because he said that this is a time of the year when you eat. If you look into a lot of, you know, I think that all the religions of the world have a fast during, you know, one or two maybe through the year, maybe more than that. And people go through that. And I think that those are not there just because of the, you know, because people wanted to be so religious that they felt that that's great for your body. That, you know, that's some kind of old wisdom there. And I think that we kind of forget about that old wisdom. You know, following my religion, Christian Orthodox, we have to fast, and this is my Lent, actually. This is the Christmas Lent that is 6 weeks long. And, you know, I mean, a Lent could be anything. I mean, you know, sure, they tell you pretty much it's a vegetarian, but you can do whatever you want. Because I'm a vegan to start with, I'm doing a complete raw vegan during this period of time when I eat nothing else but fruit and vegetable, nothing cooked or anything else.
Can you eat nuts?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
it's just not roasted because the oils will cook them.
But you can do this kind of, you know,
hydrate
you can,
them.
You can take this, this periods of time when you actually take a break from your regular habits. And that really helps not only your body, but helps your mind and helps your spirituality and helps everything. So these are the kind of things that we're trying to promote through our show.
Well, one of our chat room people here, I think, says that she juices every morning, and it does give you more energy without that heavy feeling. The question is, what do the guests think about agave in the raw?
Yeah, that's a good question.
In the place of sugar?
That's a good question. I think it's just like sugar.
Yeah. You should, I mean, we all together, I think that in the nutrition world, sugar is seen as something bad to your body. From depressing your immunity to just not giving you
creating
anything
yeast.
Good, right, and all the other problems. So I think that, you know, as much as you can stay off the sugars, then you're better off. And you know, a lot of people say, they know, well, this is the season when everybody gets sick. It's the season when we get the flu and we get this. But nobody is actually thinking that this is the season when we actually indulge the most. This is the season where you eat the most of the sugar. This is the season when you eat the most of the food because, mm-hmm. you know, we had Thanksgiving and you had, you know, Christmas is coming and everybody is mm-hmm. in this exuberant mood when.
But at the same time, I want to say that if you're feeling good and you're, you know, enjoying the season and you're full of joy, that is also really good for your health. I mean, you could be maybe overindulging, but like for instance, at your party, I was having so much fun and yeah, I maybe overate and had a little bit too many of those Santa Swizzles, but I felt okay. I never get sick. And I really think it has to do with my state of mind too.
Well, and then you have four kids, and you know that they're going around and at school and touching and playing and that, all of the that passes around. It seems like it passes in families. And
but if your immune system is strong, you're not going to pick it up. And that all has to do with what you're, not just what you're eating, but how you're feeling. Uh-huh.
How your are your kids, as far as their, do they get a yearly cold or no colds or how are they?
They do, we do run, maybe once a year. It depends, I guess. We, you know, we had a bad year when we moved here. And then I put
because
that on the fact that
season.
We were exposed to different, you know,
different germs.
Right, exactly. In New Jersey, we
Jersey
moved here.
Germs.
And that was pretty bad when we came. But
when
since
we,
then.
We called it the Quantico crud. When we had so many in Quantico, Virginia, where everybody came in to go to school from literally all over the world. And all these kids came in from different countries, different parts of the United States, and they'd all go to school. Everybody gets sick for like a week. And
right.
because you just, you would be, subjected to all different types of germs.
Exchanging germs.
Yeah.
There was times where the whole house was sick and I wasn't sick at all just because I was hydrating so much and having tons of juice. And I think that really had a lot to do with it. I think if you keep yourself healthy in that sense, you won't be affected.
Well, mm-hmm. Linda believes in hydration. I mean,
yes.
You are really into that.
And I know when I don't, like right now I'm feeling dehydrated. You know, I had coffee this morning, but, I know that when I'm on the, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, if you're going to drink water, you're not going to be close to a bathroom all the time because all drink goes right through me. So I know that's too much information this morning, but I feel so much better because I'm cleaning my body, constantly cleaning my body, hydrating my, I think better. I feel better. I feel like my sinuses are not as stuffed up. And, you know, we're going in and out of the heat and the air conditioning and
your body wants to eliminate those toxins. And
yes.
How is it eliminated? The urination, defecation, perspiration, and respiration. If you have all those things cleared, they're not going to build up in your body as toxins.
We got to take a break. When we come back. Let's talk about.
He's rolling his eyes back. It's cute.
Who, me?
Hey, we
Who?
Talk about.
No, my husband.
Oh, no,
he
no,
does
no.
that
this
all
is...
the time. I'm used to it.
Dan, do you roll your eyes?
No.
No.
Well, yes, you do, because I do, because we have to stick together on this. We roll our eyes. And when we do, we get hammered. Okay, let's just let it go on that. All right, you know, the fact is that you are into a juice fast. Let's talk about something people can do to kind of, like, quickly, like, say, you know, 3 days. And kind of like get themselves, I mean,
yeah.
Can we talk about that? You know, do a 3 day juice fast and get
or
ready.
Or one day.
Let's talk about that.
It doesn't have to be juice, it could just be water, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them. All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains. How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi,
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, we can see what we talk about is great. It's, pretty, maybe we should bring it over to this segment of the show.
Hey, I tell you what, there, Bad Bob, you know, you found like three or four doctor ones here, you know, for bump music.
Bob
good for
is
you.
Good.
Yeah, Carl and the Bot, 8:45 in the morning here. It's Monday the 16th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, it's not too late to get that, you know, forever furniture or start that bathroom makeover. I bet if you called Mike Huber today at 241-7866, he could make over your bathroom by the time Christmas hits. It'd be close, I'm sure, but give him a call, 241-7866. He can do anything with granite, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. And of course, the Lucky Smoker. You can get a Lucky Smoker by Christmas. Again, give them a call, 241-7866, Estate Granite and Things. Our guest, Dr. Dan Russo, and his wife, Alexandra, and their show on Saturdays, the Dr. Dan Show, and talks about healthy living and life's, you know, medicine's much more than a pill. And when we left, we asked about, okay, here it is getting close to Christmas, and you may want to kind of clean yourself out and go on a juice fast or a fast for 1, 2, 3 days. Can people do that real easy?
Yeah, sure. Totally.
I'd say that before you, I mean, sure, you can venture into any of that stuff, but my recommendation for the holidays would be just a mindful eating. I think that if anybody would go into some sort of mindful eating when during this period of time and start thinking a little bit of what you're eating and ask yourself, is this something that I need? Is it something that I need to do right now? And if I can,
yes.
if I do it now, is it a healthier choice for me? Instead of grabbing the candy right now, should I grab the apple? And instead of eating this non-organic stuff, should I buy something organic? I think it's just by starting there, just by being mindful about what you eat, I think that a lot of things would just change. But, you know, we are in such a rush these days to just get things done. You know, it's a holiday, and who cares about what we eat these days? I mean, we care, but we don't really think about it. You know, I'm going to cook this, I'm going to have this, but we don't really look at it as, is it something that, you know, how can I do? So I think that if you just plant that seed of, what can I do healthier for myself today? What should I? I think that would be just a great step to start with.
But I have to say, a lot of people do struggle with overeating. I'm one of them, and it's easy to think that, but it's so much harder to do.
And well, like for instance, with four kids, we talked about getting them out of the house when they're at school and when they're at visiting friends. How do you teach your children about? Do you pack their lunches?
Yeah, when we can. Sometimes we don't, and they end up being at school, and it's not the best food.
We're not trying to be the bad parents. So
right.
I mean, we try to have certain rules inside the house where we are eating certain things. We don't have any dairy inside the house. Meat very rarely, just because they are asking for it. So. But I'm not trying to control the environment outside my house. It's very difficult to control actually the environment inside my house. So trying to go outside my house would be really crazy.
Just curious, because I'm sure a lot of people are asking the same questions. And why I would love to know when you were in Romania until you were 20,
right?
Correct. So the availability of food from Romania. What was it like? What was your diet like there? Were your availability of what you could eat?
If you could find food.
That's what I was curious. And then you come to America and all of a sudden, anything you want is right at your fingertips.
It is. I think the big difference was that at that time, yes, you didn't have a lot of things available, but whatever was available was not processed foods. And I think that this is where the big things come in place, you know? So, I mean, whatever you had available at least was some quality into it, and there was not a big problem about processed food. As you come here, everything is available, but everything that is available at low cost is all processed food. You know, you can get the burger for $2. Well, I mean, in my imagination is how can you think that something is possible? You know, how can you think that somebody can make a food for you for $2? And that would be good quality for you. I mean, sure, I mean, I can, you know, you can put it together for that amount of money, but if you look around, if you go shopping, I mean, that doesn't make too much sense. It's just like, you know, when I go somewhere and I see a bottle of wine for $2. Are you going to buy that bottle of wine? You think that really, and it's coming from France. It's coming from France, but I don't think that that's the best quality wine that you're going to get. That's not what you're looking for. So I think that you need to look at that quality. So as I said, at that time, yes, there was, no, the food was not available as it is here, but there was better quality, I think.
When I lived in Croatia, people shopped every day there because you had fresh food.
Yeah.
Because they go down to the markets and you had small refrigerators, literally. Mm-hmm. And they would, you know, so you would buy fresh vegetables every day or fresh meat. And the milk was not, pasteurized.
Came directly from the cow at the market.
Yeah, which I learned the hard way after the first couple months there.
No.
Oh yeah, it gets chunky quick. Well, it does. But, you know, but the idea, though, is what you said is it was coming out of the gardens. It was coming off the farms and it was organic.
We still do
that.
We go every day. Yeah. We kept the Romanian way and it gets kind of, you know, very chaotic because we have four kids and there's so much to do, but it's just that important to us. And a lot of our paycheck goes to food, but that's our top priority because we'd rather be spending on preventative medicine now than later on all the medical bills we're going to accumulate if we do get sick.
Well, I tell you what, we need to take our last break here. When we come back, let's give an example of a good juice fast that people can use for 1 to 3 days, you know, and they can just throw it together pretty easy. All right. We'll be right back.
Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you? You'd like to bug out of town? Okay, sir. What's your name? Cockroach. Carl Cockroach, and you want to get out of town because you've heard about Redding Spray Service? Yes, sir. I hear they have all you bugs cornered, so to speak. They are experienced and licensed to kill you dead, sir. I have heard Redding Spray Service has the fastest response time and competitive rates. Yes, sir. They also kill ants, spiders, fleas, beetles, rats. Oh, yes, sir. You're in a hurry, Mr. Cockroach. How many in your party? Oh, my. You'll need a group rate, won't you? Okay, I'll have you on the first bus leaving at 3 a.m. Thank you for calling the Bug Out Travel Agency, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, Ethel, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. That's 221-3007, and tell them there's a bug bus leaving at 3 a.m. Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you?
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I won't
back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
We're talking about Facebook and friending and unfriending. All right? And so not everybody that friends us, we friend, because we have to go back and we have to look at their pictures. And if there's it, there's... Frankly, if there's somebody with too much cleavage, I don't friend them. Because I don't even know what's going to come. Because one day I got scammed. And there was a picture that came out. I think I friended through a friend. Maybe it was through a restaurant or something. And I got – something was posted under my name that was just – I got a call at 6 a.m. in the morning. The bell went off. Ding, ding, ding. And it was –
the first of several.
It was very
– no way.
Very bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know –
and it was under my name. So I was just – anyway, so the, beware.
The one I found was my favorite was this. I got a couple from ladies. And when you go and you click on it and you realize that this is – oh – and then, but they had the same two male friends.
Yeah.
That are
weird.
And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, well,
so we're talking about Facebook. Anyway. Facebook.
But the reason we started talking about Facebook was because we were talking about habits and how it's hard to change our eating habits and habits in general, because I said, I'm the same way. Like, I have this time once the kids are in bed where I could sit and I could meditate. I could have this time for myself. I could read. I could do all these things. And sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't, because I'll do things like I'll end up on Facebook for like 3 hours wasting time looking
easy
up like
do.
What my friends are doing.
What's a quick, easy juice for people to do that they can just juice fast one day?
I would say that cucumber, celery, greens, apple, lemon, and ginger. And you could do it in the morning and then keep it in the fridge in some glass ball jars.
You can make it once a day.
Is it thick?
No.
It's just
a regular juice.
Just do water for a day. That's not going to kill you. You're not going to die if you do water for a day. There's a holistic water store here in town. They have alkaline water. Just go get some water from
it.
Debbie
I'm hooked on that water. I don't know. It has made a difference. In fact, today I'm walking out. Our gardener's there really early in the morning, right? I'm walking out, I got the, he goes, oh, you drink that water too? It's going around. Because, and he goes, well, that water did something to me the first couple of days. I said, it did something to me too the first couple of days.
The
it's
alkalinity.
Called cleaning you out. I don't know. All of a sudden your body.
It does that.
Yeah.
That's all I was on when I did my 30-day juice fast was alkaline water.
And I think you, Carla, you were asking during the break if something will happen to you if you drink juices for a day or two. Yes, something will happen. You'll start to detox. So, I mean, if you start feeling bad, it's not because you are missing the food. It's actually because some good things are happening to you.
You're starting to take things out of your body.
Right. Things are coming out of you. So that's, you know, so it's not going to be maybe, you know, you're going to have some aches and pains.
Especially
and,
if you're on medications.
Right. But it's definitely good for you. So it's not easy to do it, as I said, just because.
His mom was on high blood pressure medication for, what, over 15 years? And she started living with us in not even 2 months just from her juicing. And she didn't even mean to do this. Just from her juicing and taking her high blood pressure medications at the same time, she started feeling really faint. And Dan took her blood pressure, and it was, like, totally normal. She didn't even need that medication anymore. And this is because she stopped eating all the white breads, the sugars, all the stuff that she was eating in Romania before she came here, the coffee. She stopped all of that and just started juicing with us because she was making it for us anyway, you know, and off her meds.
Wow. Well, do you find that there is a trend now that's happening with doctors because of the fact that we know that we're getting a shorter a lot of time? Doctors are now starting to say, what are you eating? How is your diet? It's starting to be more of considered to be part of the practice. Like, tell me about what's happening with your habits.
I don't know if I would love to see that happening. I think that it would be great.
I've seen doctors. We had one recently.
I mean,
there are
doctors that are interested in nutrition. Yes. They do nutrition, but the vast majority of doctors won't probably have time to talk to you about nutrition too much. Unfortunately.
They should, though. That's
Okay, but people can listen to your show.
Yes, they can. Saturdays, 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
And we stream it right here, so you can tape it. You can go back in the archives. You can.
And we post it on his website, too.
Egypt, if you want to listen to it in Egypt.
DrRusu.com.
So when, what's going to be about this weekend?
This weekend, we're going to be talking actually with an ordained priest and upcoming psychologist from Georgia. He's calling in, and he's going to be talking about integrating health in many ways in our everyday life through spirituality, our thinking. All different, you know.
Because our approach toward health is body, mind, and spirit. So
we think that you cannot separate
them. So
we've had acupuncturists, we've had everyone. We had Nancy Sutton on the other day.
Yeah. Talking the power
about
of meditation.
Yes, there's so many things. It's just an integral combination of things.
How do they get a hold of you?
DrRusu.com. There you go. And,
do you have like little, do you have juice recipes
yes,
on that?
Yes, and food recipes.
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. I mean,
happy
you know what?
Holidays,
I think
Christmas,
we're going to try
all the good stuff
this
to
week.
Your family.
This week. You want to try it?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to juice one day. This week.
Check out my Facebook page. I'm going to post juice recipes on there. Body, mind, spirit, detox. And then on Dan's page, drrusso.com, because there's so many different things you could do.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the neighborhood watch in Cottonwood. If you remember reading about that, it's been in the news lately. We're going to have the head of that on talking about what they're doing to keep their neighborhood safe and what other people can do to keep their neighborhood safe, considering that there's been a lot of increase in crime. So, but we really thank Dr. Dan and Alexandra for being here today. And again, tomorrow we'll have not only the Cottonwood Neighborhood Watch Group, but we've got a surprise for you tomorrow, too. Anyway, have a great day. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's top diplomat has no use for China's declaration of a defensive zone in the East China Sea.
This move clearly increases the risk of a dangerous miscalculation or an accident, and it could escalate tensions even further.
Secretary of State Kerry, during a visit to Vietnam, announcing $32 million in U.S. aid to countries in the region. A bomb scare earlier today at Harvard University. It caused the evacuation of four buildings just as final exams were getting underway.
Everything was ready. We all had our stuff put away. We had our pencils out. They were about to start it, and right when he was about to say go, the fire alarm started, and they evacuated everyone.
That freshman talking with Boston's WFXT-TV. Also at SRNnews.com, the hunt is on for two suspects in a deadly shooting at an upscale